We can't sleep, brother. Can we come in beside you? It's so cold in our room and we can't stop shivering.
You're always so roasty, toasty warm. So please let us live in beside you. Pretty please?
I told you he can't resist us. Why were you up anyway? Couldn't sleep?
Well, if you're struggling, why don't we put you to sleep, silly? Just because we're your sisters doesn't mean we're useless.
We can pamper you, just like what Mom did to us to put us to sleep. She'd take her hand and slowly pet over our hair first. Just like this. See? I can take my hand and my nails and slowly sk 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 through your hair. Don't you remember? She used to do this all the time to us. I guess we just happened to grow up, so she didn't think we'd need it anymore. But that's not true. We need tender loving care all the time. Throughout our whole lives, actually. Didn't you hear about that internet thing circulating around that was like, every day you need at least 5 positive interactions? This could be like through hugging. So, for example, now we are all snuggled up together, so that's 2. I'm currently playing with your hair, so that's 3. Then I suppose we can do a little more before we send you off to sleep, huh? You know we appreciate you, right? And I'm not just saying that because you're so roasty, toasty warm. I mean it. Although, you have kind of hairy legs, so it's funny if I accidentally brush my feet against you. It's just the bottom of my feet are so cold, so it makes me want to do it. Sorry, I'm supposed to be helping you to try and get to sleep. I'll calm down, but I can still play with your hair at least. Why don't I ramble to you? I'm a great rambler. My teacher always tells me off for talking, but I just love it so much. Telling stories or getting the latest gossip. I just can't keep my mouth shut. Let me think. What could I possibly annoy you with that's super boring and enough to knock you out? I guess learning. I could teach you a few things about hair. Hair is the second fastest growing tissue in the body after bone marrow, but it's actually just dead protein. That's why when shampoo companies promise that their stuff will repair your hair, it's all a lie. It's dead. If it's not breathing, you can't repair it. However, you can treat it. That's different. Your hair, when you put conditioner on it, gets a new layer or barrier that stays on it, you know? So your hair is smoother, but once that waxy layer is stripped off, you're back to square one. That's why if you go into the hairdressers with long hair, they try to cut off as much as possible because then it leaves the most amount of healthy hair. If your hair is wet, it's also when it's most vulnerable and susceptible to damage. So, you know when you do that towel rub thing where you get out of the shower? That's damaging the strands. Although, if you keep it short, then I suppose you won't notice it as much versus someone with longer hair, like us. Wanna guess what the most common hair color in the world is? Maybe just think about it in your head. If you talk back, it'll probably wake you up. The answer is black hair. Ooh la la. If you brush your hair, it can actually promote some growth due to the irritation the brush makes on your scalp. There's specialized treatments you can get for your scalp, but it looks so sore. Have you seen any videos online about it? They take a jade stone, I think, or really any kind of smooth treated rock and rub against your hair. Oils can be added too for your actual hair follicles. That stuff does help, and I think regular haircuts. If you're unlucky and suffer from split ends, if you don't keep on top of them, your hair will split all the way up the shaft. But if you cut them out, it leaves the end of your hair complete and intact, so it can't be split. Did I explain that right? Maybe. Probably. Hey, my hands are getting a little tired. Do you think you could take over?
I don't mind at all. What about I do something else? Mom used to rub my ears because it would make me giggle uncontrollably. I used to be so ticklish when I was younger. But honestly, I seem to have grown out of it. Now I'm only ticklish on the soles of my feet. I have no idea why they're so sensitive, but I guess it's because they're so soft. So anything that touches them freaks me out. That's why I wear socks to sleep as well. Or else I can't get relaxed. I know you're not really supposed to. Or it's just a bit weird. But I promise I can't sleep otherwise. How can I do my little cricket hands in bed where I rub them together if I don't have my fluffy bat socks on? How's the little ear massage? Is it taking you back to when you were a little kid and got read a bedtime story by mom? I can't believe all three of us used to share a room together. It was chaos every night because we were so hyper right before bed. We were kind of brats. Although saying that, Mom never lost her cool with us. She's far too nice of a person. We really got lucky, huh? I know we're older now, but I kind of miss sharing a room and waking up together and playing right away. Or sneaking down the kitchen before our parents were out to steal a cookie. Or even just brushing our teeth together to see who can make the most foam in their mouth. How come we have to grow up? Why can't we stay young forever? I guess if we were young forever, we'd waste time. Not see the value in doing stuff or something. I'm not trying to get sentimental before bed. But it does make you think, doesn't it? I wonder where we will be in 10 years' time. I hope we live close to each other. I miss you two a lot if we grew apart. You hear stories like that all the time. Families drifting apart. But I think it's important we stay together. After all, if you've not got a family, then who do you have? It's a scary world out there. I wouldn't want to face it on my own. How are my ear rubbing skills? Are you feeling more relaxed? Just like what she said with scalp massages, Ear massages are a real thing. And they do help. I promise they do. I swear Mom must have known. And that's why she did this stuff before bedtime. It's supposed to release built-up stress in your body. I know life can get a bit busy for you. Since you're older. And have more responsibilities. I just hope you're taking care of yourself. We can't be around to annoy you that much recently. That's how we know you're alright though. When you tell us to get out of your room. Or we ask you to take us out for food. We love when you feed up. We promise we will pay the favor in the future. You never know. If you like this sleep time session from us, we could do it more in return for clothes or something. How do you get so hot? Even my hands are getting warmed up from your ears. I'm starting to get sleepy though. It's late and the sun went down long ago.
Why are you so infectious? Did science ever answer that question? I think it's an empathy thing. We are empathetic that someone is a tired girl, huh? Riddle me this. Have you ever seen a serial killer yawn? Exactly. I rest my case. I will be taking no further questions for this theory. Why don't I trace over your face, neck, and shoulders? It's a sweet thing to do for someone, so I insist. You can't say no. How tired out of 10 are you feeling right now? You can close your eyes if you like. Sometimes, when I can't sleep, my body can feel so stiff and sore. If you really are struggling to get comfortable consistently, then maybe we buy you some new pillows. No one wants to wake up sore and stiff after resting. Doesn't leave you feeling very refreshed at all now. I like touching your nose, is that weird to say? Going down and around your cheeks. You have a nice jaw as well. Don't think mean thoughts about yourself either. I know what you're like. Receive a compliment, then decide to discard it or reject it entirely. Don't think I'm not onto you, mister. I'm your sister, after all. I know these things. You have to notice the difference in someone to be able to read their thoughts. Cause if you can read their thoughts, then you can wrap them around your finger. I'm serious though. You don't have to worry about your looks or anything, if you do, in general. After all, you're the boy version of me, so if you call yourself ugly, then you're calling me ugly too, and I don't think you'd ever say that about us. Yeah, it's called manipulation. I'm good, aren't I? I'm not pressing too hard against your skin, right? Just light, gentle traces. You're still not quite snoozing, are you?
I'll tell you what. Just to really help you go to sleep, why don't we try some ear blowing to help you pass out? If it doesn't work, then we tried everything, and you'll just have to eat a gummy. Okay, let us get into position. See you in the morning, since we're about to knock you out.